Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, spiritual talk, healing done right. Spiritual growth, 12-step indigo meditation, and much, much more. Hosted by Duchess and Jules.
Hosted by Duchess and Jules. Hey, hosted by Duchess and Jules. It's Inside Matters, that time of day on Sunday again, once again. I'm Duchess. Is Jules out there?
Hey, hello. Here I am. Hi, this is Jules.
Hey, honey, how you doing today?
I am doing phenomenal. Oh, my goodness. Can you tell me why? Last night, I just jumped on the road and I said, you know what? I think I'm gonna venture out there and visit some states that we might have some listeners out there. So I ventured to Virginia, Maryland, Delaware. You know what I'm saying? Then I turned around and said,
are you on the road?
Yeah, I came on back home. I'm driving now. I'm on the road, and it is hot. It is hot up there. I didn't think it could be as hot as North Carolina, but it is hot. I was going to stop
yes,
and see, but you know what? I have to go back home and go get my daughter. So I'm sorry. I couldn't
aww
come by and see.
I would have liked that little pop-in visit. And then we could be side by side, doing this thing together. So other than that, what's been going on with your week before I get into mine?
Everything has been going okay. My daughter started a new chef job. She got a little respect out there, got a little chef coat on and stuff. She's only 19 years old, and she is a chef at a big resort. So other than that, I'm having a wonderful time. My little girls are out there trying to work and stuff. So I raised
good
them right.
That's good. Well, what's going on in my world? Last week, I was able to go see the movie After Earth. And I don't care what the critics say, honey. I loved it. I loved the movie. I thought the movie was phenomenal. I love the characters that Will and Jaden played. One, the father character, he came off as a strong person who is balanced and into his spirituality. And then you have the young man who is all ego-driven, who eventually comes into his own spiritually and balances himself out too. I hope that's not telling the story, but I thought it was wonderful. I'm going to see it again Tuesday.
You're going to see it again?
There's a senior citizen. Yeah, there's a senior citizen I know that wants to go to see it, and she is going to take me to go see it, and I'm going to go see it again. That's a movie that I would really like to go see again, and it's also a movie where I would like to have pad and pen in hand so I can take notes. There are certain things that I want to write down and remember certain, you know, certain meaningful moments throughout the movie. You know how I am when I see something that I feel touches my spiritual funny bone, you know?
Wow, Duchess. You know what? I think that when you started mentioning the ego, we always talk about the ego. We always talk about leaving God out and the ego. I feel like people who watch that movie, I feel like they should call in to us. They should you know, explain what they felt about the movie eventually. And maybe we can always talk about the ego within also, because everybody feels a different type of feeling about their ego and spirituality. And maybe we can touch on some matters within also.
Right. I don't think people understand that the ego plays a great part in their being fear-driven with regards to how they explore different aspects of reality. Like last week when we talked about the clairs, last week, we finally referred to them, and that's clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and claircognizance. Now, to give a recap, the clairs, that's our intuitive guidance. That's where our intuitive guidance system comes from. Clairaudience is hearing our inner voice speak to us, or the voice of a guide or angel, and that means, which means clear hearing. This voice may sound like our own voice or sound different. So when we talk about clear audience, we're talking about clear hearing. I have a friend who's clear audience, and she does actually hear her own self speaking when, well, it's her own voice in her own mind, so to speak, and it's telling her certain things that come through. Then we have clairsentience is clear feeling. Now, I fall into the clairsentience area. I just feel. I feel certain things. Like when I handed this lady one of my plants, I got that goosebumpy feeling. I call them my God bumps. Got the goosebumpy feeling, and I knew. I knew automatically right then and there that the plant was very happy to leave my residence to go into this woman's home, and this woman was a good choice for taking care of it. Now, how do I know the plant was happy? I don't know how I know. I felt it. You understand what I'm saying? I felt it. Of course. I felt it.
It's funny that you say that, Duchess, because I have a friend who never wants to call me. Never wants to call me. And so, you know, out of the blue, I just call her. And she picks up the phone, and she's feeling kind of sad. And I say, well, what's wrong with you? And she was like, I'm just really upset. I'm really depressed, and I don't know what to do. And I said, well, why don't you ever call me? I had a dream. I be having dreams about my friends, and next thing I know, I call them, and I can feel their vibration saying, you need to ring their phone and give them a call because they need you right now. They need you, and they don't like
right.
to reach out. So sometimes, you know, it's hard for people to reach out, but there's a lot of people out there that have that clear feeling that you were talking about.
Right. There's also clairvoyance. Can't forget, that's the biggest, one of the biggest clear, and most people have that. That's the clear seeing. And clear, that's visual images, pictures, or a movie-like screen that flashes over your mind, that kind of thing. Even outside of the mind, I had a friend where we were in a ritual type of a situation, and what she began to see was images of the desert unfolding in front of her, the desert, and she saw certain animals on the desert, and she immediately knew that these animals that were appearing before her, they were the animal guides of the individual that the ritual was being done for. So that's clairvoyance, and she was also, in fact, with the clear audience. She was hearing different messages to be presented to the individual. And that was fantastic to see that go on. Then the last clear we would like to share with everyone or remind everyone that we discussed last show is clear cognition or clear cognizance. Now, I also have that one. And sometimes things just pop. Jules, sometimes it saddens me when sometimes I feel so how do you say embarrassed when somebody will ask me, so Yolanda, what do you think? And it just out of my mouth, because sometimes I firmly believe, and this is no excuse for me to be rude, but sometimes I firmly believe that their higher self wants my higher self to speak to them, speak to them through me, and it comes out. And sometimes I have to say, oh, my gosh, where did that come from? I don't know where it came from. I just know.
Wow. You know what, Duchess? I need to tell my friend about that. My other friend I was talking to last night, because people always say that she's controlled. You know what I'm saying? She's strong-willed and strong-mind. And it's like she has this feeling about her. It's like, what is she doing wrong? You know, all these people are being rude to her, mean to her. Well, why you got to be so controlled? That is her, probably her higher self talking to their higher self. And that's probably what she has, one of those clear how do you say it again, Duchess?
Clear cognition. She just knows something. And a lot of times, someone who is, how do you say, who is young, who is, how do you say, who has an undeveloped, clear cognition, they may sound like they're controlling. Even I sound like I'm controlling sometimes. And they'll learn to back off. The sad part about it is that we have to know when to step back and how do you say detach and discern just how far you can go in there, because there are people who will be totally offended because they want to know, well, how you know? How, why are you all up in my business? And so you have to be careful. Be careful that you're not all. There was a thought for the day that was posted on our website. I posted it on our website, a Facebook site, and basically the message was saying that we just have to be careful when we are helping people that we don't begin to write their script for them. We got to back out far enough to make sure that they don't feel like we're trying to write it for them. But when you're an empath and you just know, sometimes it's difficult to not want to run out there and grab somebody to keep them from falling or to snatch them back. Sometimes you got to let them go ahead and fall off the cliff, because that's what, sometimes you just got to let them go. I mean, parents know that with their children. Sometimes you just got to let them go. You almost can see what's going to happen, but you have to let them go and let them go on off the cliff. And it's a sad thing, but you learn. You learn how to balance that out. So those are the clears. That's what we're going to be, that's what we talked about last week. And this week, we're going to be talking about the arcs. We're going to talk about the archangels.
I love that.
So we have our fond little terms that we call. We got the clears. Now we're going to talk about the arcs.
Okay.
And I know of about maybe 16 arcs. I don't know how many archangels there are. There's a lot of them. Now, the archangels, they are the managers overseeing our guardian angels. The archangels are, compared to guardian angels, archangels are very large. They're huge. So you have this picture of a huge, huge energy, grand energy, very large, loud, powerful. Yet they're also extremely loving and ego-less. Here we go with that ego again, that easing God out. Well, archangels are ego-less. They have no ego. They don't have an ego. As non-spiritual or non-physical, did you call them non-spiritual? They're more spiritual than spirituality itself. But as non-physical celestial beings, they don't have genders. So they're not man, woman, male, female. However, their specific fortes and characteristics have them distinctive male and female energies or personas. So, because Archangel Michael is a protector, his energy comes through, or his name gives him a he term. Okay? Archangels are non-denominational. So it doesn't matter whether you have a religion or not. Okay? That you needn't belong to any particular religion in order to elicit their attention and help. Since archangels are limitless, non-physical beings, they can help everyone who calls upon them simultaneously.
Right.
The archangels will respond to your requests, whether they are spoken, taught, or written. You can even ask the archangels to be permanently stationed by your side, and they are very happy to do so. We told the story last week about, we mentioned them last week about my mother, who used to say her prayer all the time, and at the time she was doing her best to stop smoking. And she got so angry because she was told that her guardian angels, they're there to help. They're there to help you with your challenges and your struggles, you know? And evidently, she didn't realize she had to ask them. Well, one particular day, she just got angry, and she demanded to know why she wasn't getting help that she needed. And if they didn't help her stop smoking, if she was going to burn in the hellfire for smoking cigarettes, well, she was taking them to the hellfire with her. And I love hearing her tell that story because my mother is 85 years old, and she tells that story with gusto because she never smoked a cigarette after. She told the angels she was taking them with her to the hellfire. So they have to be asked. You have to ask them. Now, I also read somewhere from a book, there's this book where they were talking about the different dimensions. And in this particular book, they were saying that the angels, the archangels, they dwell in the realm of the 11th dimension. And it's so cool because it says that's the point before creation and a state of exquisite expectancy, just like the moment before a sneeze or an orgasm. Just before, and to be in a realm of that energy forever, it's got to be blissfully beautiful, you know?
Mm.
So,
yeah.
The archangels, they reside in the realm of the 11th dimension. Okay.
That's
almost
time. That's a beautiful thing.
I can't understand you. Do you have air blowing in your phone, Jules? Because all I hear is air and no voice, no words. It's like the air is cutting off your voice.
It's okay. I'm sorry. Do you still hear the air?
Oh, you sound great now. No, you sound wonderful now.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure if there's any new listeners out there that when you talk to the archangels, just like any angels, any, higher power, you got to be specific. Whatever you want, just like your mother said, she wanted to stop smoking. She was demanding. She was specific. She knew what she wanted, and it happened. Be specific in what you want. Don't say, I hope to. Be specific. I want to. Not, don't be all wimpy about it. Well, can you help me? Because an archangel is a very powerful angel. You need to say, listen, Archangel Michael, this is what I want, and I need your help.
This is what I desire. The word
desire
leaves you in a state of constantly wanting. This is what I desire.
Okay.
I desire. I am desiring this to happen. What Jules is talking about is fondly referred to as angeling. And when you angel, or when you participate in the act of angeling, it means allowing others to help. And angels do stand by waiting for your request for help. Right? Jules even talked about this when we did the ancestors, because some of your ancestors come through as your angels. And in order to activate their helping, we must ask them, because they're there by our side on a constant. But because there is the law of free will, they are not allowed to intercede unless we ask them. Now, they may whisper little thoughts. You have your guardian angels that will whisper little things in you, and try to get you to do this or to do that. But if you don't, they're not going to make you. Okay? So, in order to activate their helping, we must ask. And they love having you ask because they want to help. They're ever present, wanting to help. So, the topic for the day, working with Archangel Michael, will be first, and then we'll move on to our other angel that we're going to talk about today, and that's Archangel Metatron. The number one issue found among indigos, indigo scouts, and those of us evolving is the susceptibility to absorb lower energies. We absorb lower energies. Invariably, we find that our depression and other upset come from psychic debris that we've absorbed into our bodies. We walk around and we tap into the universe, and as we rub shoulders with individuals or go into Walmart or go into our jobs, and we're bombarded with the vibrations of other people. And as highly sensitive persons, those of you who are highly sensitive, you're more likely to be affected by energy than the average person. Since indigos, indigo scouts, and those evolving in this new earth, you're beginning to open up your empathic mainstream. You feel other people's energies as if they were your own. Knowingly, you may have become a host for lower energies, especially if you're hanging out with people who abuse drugs or alcohol, which attracts earthbound spirits. And I had someone a long time ago tell me something of that nature, and I it made sense to me, but it was something that I didn't want to believe. Basically, what the person was saying was that when people are caught up in drugs and alcohol, you have these earthbound spirits nearby, and because they can't get their drink on anymore because they're no longer in physical or physicality, they can't get their drink on, they can't get their drug on. So they attach themselves to you because you're getting the drink on for them, you're getting the drug on for them. I had a woman who was a psychic come and visit me, and she used to do a lot of readings when she came to my house, and I would schedule people in the community who wanted to hear. She was very, very intuitive. She was very enlightening. And when she came to where I lived in Newport, Rhode Island, she used to laugh, and she would say, "Oh my goodness, Duchess, when I come here, oh man, all of the spirits is like they're so happy to see me. I just eat and eat and eat and eat for them. You know," she said, "when I leave here, I'm going to be big as a house." And basically what she was saying, they were happy she was there. So it was like, you know, she just ate because they wanted to eat too. You know how when we do the ancestor honoring, and we will put a plate of food that's symbolic of feeding the ancestors, even though they're no longer with us, that's their plate of food.
Right.
Well, every morning when I wake up, if I make a fresh pot of coffee, I always make a cup of coffee for the ancestors, and I may give them a muffin, and I put it there on my altar, and that's my way of sharing with them. You know, so I don't eat two muffins, I share one with the ancestors. So come on.
So, you know what, Duchess? Oh my goodness, because you know, I see what you're saying about the spirits and how the earthbound wants to attach to you, because there's a lot of people who like to drug and they get really ornery, they get stressed out, and oh, I need to sit back and do my drug, and they don't understand that once they do that drug, they're opening up their bodies to latch on to another spirit or whoever's in that room doing drugs with you. Because on my altar, there is a small thing wrapped up liquor. Now, in my ancestral background, the Dominicans, I noticed that they drink a lot. They get their party on. They drink a lot. So I put a small little thing of alcohol on there because I do have the Dominican side and I have the Indian side and stuff like that. So that's on my altar. And yes, I do give them a plate of food and that type of stuff, but you're right, because you are right about the spirits latching on to you, because that's where I start getting depressed. because spirits do and was latching on to me back with the drugs.
Well, you know, if you also notice, there are some people when they drink, their whole personality changes, almost as though they're possessed. Their whole physical face, they look like somebody just took over.
Yes.
They look horrible. Now, as far as the altar stuff, Jill, I don't give my ancestors alcohol of any kind because all of my ancestors is on my father's side were predisposed to alcoholism, drug addiction. They're not getting anything. I'm not even enticed to this. So just, you know, just stay over there because it ain't happening here, you know.
Okay.
So, and that's my feeling on the altar, on the altar booze.
But so many people nowadays put so much stuff in what they, the weed and the cocaine and the crack. And I mean, it's not even if you say I smoke weed, it's not natural. Not from like the 70s and 80s when, you know, the doctors used to give it to you because of health reasons. No, you don't even know what people put in it anymore. So, I mean,
that's true.
You know, you sitting down and you don't even have your white light around you to protect you from things that are hooking onto your body, and you wonder why, you know, your weed and stuff is still making you stressed out, and why you, when you're not high anymore, why you still got the same stress and the same anger that you had before you smoked it. So it's not helping you. So you need to stop it anyway. That's my issue on the subject.
When spiritual healers tune into people who are sensitive, they usually find that their bodies and auras clogged with dark, opaque energies. It's like they're sitting in a rain cloud. And it's no wonder they feel depressed. No wonder you have your highly evolved individual or your spiritual individuals depressed. They wind up in the mental institutions. They wind up on the drugs and alcohol. They are so depressed. Why? Because they have so much attached to them. And there are many who suffer from insomnia because their bedrooms are filled with unwanted. We don't have people scared to go to sleep, Jules. We need to cut it out.
Okay, let's change the subject. But still, I mean, it's the truth. It is the truth. Because, I mean, like you're reading, and I'm not afraid to tell our listeners because, like we said, it's the inside that matters. I am human just like they are human. Whether I am evolving just like they are evolving, I might be faster than they are, but there are some people that are evolving faster than I am, and I'm not afraid to say, I was hooked on cocaine, you know, I was hooked on the weed. I don't do this anymore, but I was hooked on it, and now I'm very spiritual. I'm not better than the average person. I'm not better than them, but I have learned my lesson, and I am moved on. Yes, I do drink. I don't call myself an alcoholic. But, you know, just because you're spiritual doesn't mean you have to totally can't, you know, go to the clubs or, you know, go to a bar and have a drink or two. That's not what me and Dutch is saying. But if the alcohol turns you into this negative vibration and makes you dark and makes you on this vibration that is not good, then you need to stop. You need to stop it. That's all that we're saying. If the drugs are not, drugs totally are not good for you. I'm not even going to say nothing about the drugs, but, you know, that's not what we're saying. So that's where I'm coming from on that matter. Thank you.
If you take it and it takes charge of you, then you know that you've got to fix it because the demon has arisen, okay? Now,
right.
One of the solutions to all of these situations is to work with one of the ARC, and that's Archangel Michael. And once again, that's a non-denominational overseer and protector. Michael is an extremely powerful and limitless angel who comes to everyone who calls upon him. Just think his name, and he's there. You can even ask Michael to be permanently stationed by your side, and he will. And this is this is a good idea, as he can then continuously shield you from negativity. So you're only asking him to shield you from negativity, all right? You're not asking him to take control of your life in any way, shape, or form. Your life will always be yours. Archangel Michael is the patron saint of police officers for good reason. He gives complete protection and boosts courage with faith. If you ever feel frightened or vulnerable, ask Michael for help. It's guaranteed that he'll say yes. Michael can also boost your energy if you're feeling inordinately tired, because he clears away energy leaks and drains that are caused by fear. Archangel Michael is also brilliant at fixing mechanical and electronic device. I'm taking Archangel Michael with me to my car tomorrow, Jules. Mechanical and electronic device. And before I take my car to a mechanic, I'm going to check out Michael first. And he's a wonderful friend to us all. Okay, there have been miraculous healings from calling upon Michael for help. People have been able to get off of medication and live happier and healthier lives through this process. He can also be worked with in conjunction with other forms of therapy. So there are different affirmations that we can use, and we can say these affirmations aloud or silently. Everyone knows that you and I are big on affirmations. We love the affirmations because they just add a boost to our energy when we're looking for some support or some help. So we can always say to Archangel Michael, I call upon you now. Please clear me and vacuum away any entities, earthbound spirits, psychic debris, spiritual toxins, etheric cords, psychic attacks, or lower energies from my body, aura, mind, mood, and surroundings now. Then you can take yourself and go off and relax for a while and enjoy the pleasant sensations of Michael clearing you. So that's one of the things that people don't realize. Once you say affirmations, then it's nice to go off for a while and just lay there and just visualize yourself being cleared of the energies that you're asking to be relieved from you. You'll likely notice that your body might be twitching. Go ahead, Jules.
I'm just taking in everything that you said, and I'm going to say that if you're going to say that affirmation, I would like to hear it. I would like to hear it a little bit slower. Maybe somebody would like to get their pen or their pencil and sit down and write it out. Because you know what? I'm going through these trees right now, and the beauty out here is just so beautiful. We are now we're getting ready to go to North Carolina. I'm going to sit down and watch these trees, but I would like you to say that affirmation just a little bit slower so our listeners can write it down. How about that?
That sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
At my partner's request here, let's go through this affirmation again. You can say it either aloud or silently. This is for those of you who desire to have Archangel Michael assist you with healing and removing the negativity around you and giving you a protective shield. Archangel Michael, I call upon you now. Please clear me and vacuum away any entities, earthbound spirits, psychic debris, spiritual toxins, etheric cords, psychic attack, or lower energies from my body, aura, mind, mood, and surroundings now. Then you might want to go off for a while and enjoy the pleasant sensations of Michael clearing you. what you might notice your body twitching a little bit, and this is a good sign because this may very well mean it's a sign of releasement. Afterward, your energy will probably feel increased, and you'll notice your mood feels pleasant and centered. Before going to sleep tonight, try to say something like this. Archangel Michael, I ask that you keep my room clear through the night. Please watch over, shield, and protect me. I ask that you enter my dreams tonight and clear away any fears which could be keeping me from enjoying full faith. And then say thank you. It's always good to say thank you when you ask the archangels, the angels, your ancestors, anyone. It's the polite thing to do. Now, before we go any further, I want to say that sometime this evening before the show is over, we will pull an animal medicine card. That's one of Jules' favorite things to do. But I think more than an animal medicine card, I think it would be cool to do an angel card since we're doing the Archangels this Sunday. And this is their day. So now that we've introduced you and we talked about Archangel Michael, the protector and shielder, it's time for us to talk about working with Archangel Metatron. Archangel Metatron is one of my favorite archangels. Why, I will have to tell you that, and I'll have to share with that with you in another show. But Archangel Metatron is one of my favorites. So, we work with Archangel Michael, Jules, and now we're going to talk about Archangel Metatron.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you for letting me meditate a little bit. That's something that I have to do on occasion, you know, just sit back and meditate. These trees are beautiful.
Well,
everybody needs to go outside and go ahead.
All right, so we talked about calling on Archangel Michael, and remember to call upon Michael if you ever feel vulnerable or just extra tired. You're carrying some energy around you that you no longer want to have on you or around you. All right, let's talk about Metatron. Metatron oversees and protects indigos and indigo scouts and those of us who are highly sensitive. He, like all the archangels and ascended masters, is able to help everyone simultaneously who calls upon him. Metatron is one of the two archangels who once lived in mortal as a mortal man. Think Metatron and his brother. Metatron, I believe, was Enoch. And he ascended to the archangel realm following their earthly life. This was because Metatron lived his human life as if he were an earth angel, accepting and using his spiritual power fully. While on earth, Metatron was the prophet Enoch. His life is discussed in mystical Jewish texts, including the Book of Enoch and the Kabbalah. Metatron is a primary archangel in the Kabbalistic tree of life. We're going to do a show on that. So, everyone, listen up, listen in. We're going to do a show on the Kabbalah and the Kabbalistic tree of life. Now, Archangel Metatron helps indigo scouts and sensitives with organization skills. If you'll ask him, Metatron will gladly help you to become more organized with your life's purpose and the goals of your soul. Metatron will work with Archangel Michael to screen away time-wasting activities and toxic relationships so that you'll have more time and energy for those things that are on your primary list that you desire to do, would appear to be leading towards your spiritual mission. Now, we talked in the past about spiritual missions and how to determine what your mission is by something that you would love to do if you didn't have to go to work to support yourself. Is there something on the face of this earth that you would love to do for free, for nothing? Anything. That may help you know what your spiritual mission is. Go ahead. Your turn.
I don't care what anybody says. I love to take care of children. I will do that for free, but, you know, bills have to be paid and everything. But it's so weird taking money from a parent for something that you love to do anyway. You know, so every time it's payday, it's like, wow, I have fun with this child. I take it to the park, we play. I take it to the farm, we play. I take it to the strawberry patch, we play. And then I get paid for it. You know, it's just like, whoa.
Right.
That's my mission. So, I mean, I love doing what I do. I do.
Right. There are some people, that now we don't want to put people on any type of guilt trip because they're doing something that they love to do and they're actually taking money for it because, I mean, Spirit doesn't want you to be out there just doing things you like to do and you're going hungry.
Right.
No. Because we are, just by mere being, we are abundance. So that means that we interact with each other and we exchange with one another that abundance. So that lady is so happy that you're having fun with her child because she has to go to work. You're a blessing to her. And in many ways, she's a blessing to you because it helps you be able to pay a bill. It helps you be able to do something that you need for yourself. So you're exchanging a blessing, and that's the law of giving and receiving. You know what I mean? So we can go into that one. We can go into that also. We talked about the different laws. There's the law of there's the law of pure potentiality, as Deepak Chopra would say, giving and receiving. That is one of the key laws that we must understand, that we give, and it's a beautiful thing, a blessing to receive. Okay? So Metatron can also boost your motivation to improve your life. If you've been wanting to exercise, eat better, detox, or otherwise get your life in order, you know, get your Slim Jim on, call for Metatron to increase your motivation toward these endeavors. You know, I think I need to, I keep thinking, wow, you're doing this show, Yolanda. You need to talk, to have a little chit-chat with Metatron. I saw some pictures of myself where I was 30 pounds lighter. I need to go and have a talk with the art.
I do, too. Practice what we preach.
There's a whole lot of us.
Sure,
and if you're having problems with the addictive thing where it comes with the food addictions, because we talked about Overeaters Anonymous, we talked about those types of addictions, we talked about Gamblers Anonymous, there's a whole lot of anonymouses out there. So
Can I say something? When you're about to do an anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, AA, anything, you need to do an anonymous. Go into it. I understand that sometimes you're a little frightened and a little scared. But if you're going to do an anonymous, do it by yourself. Go into it by yourself. You know, slowly go into it by yourself to see if this is something that you really need to do, really want to do. Because like I said, like I just said, there's a lot of egos out there that will talk you out of doing what you really need to do for yourself. You don't need to do that. Oh, so you don't have no problem, you know. So do it for yourself, by yourself. Because when you're spiritual, a lot of things your ego will talk you out of doing a lot of things for yourself. But a lot of spiritual people, and if you're an indigo, you always seem to help others before you help yourself. So here you are depressed, going into depression. You're seeking into yourself. You're getting overweight. You're getting drugged up. You're getting this and that. And you always notice that you're helping others clean themselves up, fix themselves up, lose their self, you know, get all spiritually clean. And then you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't even recognize yourself. So if you got to do it by yourself, do it for yourself, do it.
Here, here, and Jules has spoken. So, Metatron is the one for you when you need to detox, or you want to lose weight, or you want to increase your motivation towards these endeavors. And the two archangels, Michael and Metatron, can also help you to remember and understand your life's purpose. And that's the whole point of Inside Matters. Inside Matters is looking inside of yourself and seeing what it is you need for yourself so that you can evolve and be your true self, your real self. And if you're confused
right.
about your career path, if you're confused about your career path, call upon these two archangels for clarification. That's what it's all about. You're not alone. You'll hear their answers in your heart and gut feelings, guiding you toward your natural passion and interest in a way that will bring blessings to you and to the world. Now, when we talked about our missions, we talked about the personal mission, and we talked about the global mission. And your global mission is a mission that you're here to do something that's for many people, for the world. Personal missions. Your personal mission may very well be figuring out why you have an addiction, why you are, and you know, feeling stuck where you are. That's your personal mission, and so you've got choices. We all have choices. Just make a choice
right,
and take one step forward.
That is so true. And when the archangels talk to you, when they're ready to speak to you, and you feel it in your gut, do you always say, "God, I knew it. I knew I should have did that. Oh, my goodness." It was like if they're going to speak to you and you ask the question, please hear, please listen. Don't deny what you have asked for, because a lot of people get that gut feeling and then just and just don't even bother to answer or to listen. That's the one thing that makes probably archangels very upset. It's like you asked, you know, and I've told you, and now you just didn't even listen to me.
You second guess.
You went on with the ego. Yes.
You second guess. And I think the reason why people second guess Jules is because we are such control animals that when we ask for something, we expect to get it the way we imagine it coming. You may get it in a totally different way. It may not even look like what it is that you asked for. And I was talking to a lady yesterday, and I was telling her something similar to this. And I was saying to her, when a person is lost out at sea and there is no land in sight and they are just floating along at sea, what is the first thing that appears before them when they know they're about to come to land? All the garbage. You start seeing a can float by. You start seeing, you know, some trash go by. You start seeing pieces of automobiles go by. Just stuff floating in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So don't dismiss. When you're looking forward to coming to something that you've asked for, don't dismiss. Those things that are popping up in front of you and you're saying, oh, man, you know, I didn't ask for this. Oh, man, I didn't ask for that. because you may get a whole lot of what you didn't ask for as you're approaching what you did ask for. But you got to get rid of that other stuff first. So, how many babies did you get, Jules? How many babies did you get whose parents mistreated you or abused your relationship with them before you got the perfect parents to watch the children that, you know?
I got quite a few. I got quite a few.
Okay. See?
So, yes, you're right. And I didn't
but
give
that
up.
That did not deter you.
Up.
That right.
Right.
That did not deter you from knowing what your mission is or what your purpose is, just because you didn't get the type of parental relationships that you wanted to give yourself to. And then maybe those weren't the ones. Maybe you weren't supposed, maybe it wasn't the parent that you were supposed to help. Maybe it was the, it is the child. A child. You know? So, Metatron works with a geometric shape made of light called Metatron's Cube. Oh, this is, you know, Metatron is such a fascinating archangel. It's one of my favorite. One of my favorite. Now, this geometric cube, which he uses for cleansing like a chimney sweep, uses a broom. And, you know, like, you can just imagine this cube circling over you. You'll work with Metatron to clear your chakras, help raise your energy level, keep your moods and outlook positive, and further awaken your psychic ability. That's what we're all about. We're about the inside matters and bringing, you know, these psychic capabilities that we all have that's innate. In a quiet and alone place, mentally say, Archangel Metatron, I call upon you now. Please spin your sacred cube. I now open my crown chakra at the top of my head and allow your spinning cube to enter. Oh, that's deep. And feel the energy. You know, just feel, imagine the energy. Inhale and exhale deeply with your eyes closed while Metatron's cube clears away toxins, low energy, or debris from your chakras. You'll likely feel air pressure changes, bodily twitches, and other sensations while the clearing is going on. This is normal and a positive sign that you're releasing. You can conduct this clearing with Metatron as often as you like. You can be standing at the kitchen sink doing the dishes, and you can call on Metatron to cleanse you while you're taking care of the cleaning of the dishes. You can call on Metatron at any, you can call on these archangels anywhere. Anywhere. It doesn't matter. Call upon Metatron and Michael frequently, keeping in mind that they're always available to everyone as they have no time or space restrictions. They love you and want to help you with whatever brings you peace. And so it is.
And you
I'm
see,
having a good
that's
time.
Just, yeah, you see how easy it is? It's just so easy. All you have to do is believe. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You just believe. And they're there for you. If you don't believe, then okay, well, they're still there for you, but you got to believe. Like you said earlier, they can't just jump out and just do it. You got to believe. So, it's a wonderful
thing. And you know something? You know, so I was reading somewhere that people always say seeing is believing. Well, we need to flip that around when you get into the spiritual realm, because it's believing is seeing. If I believe I saw a UFO, okay, if I believe I saw it, doesn't matter whether you believe I saw it, I saw it. Okay? So it's real for me.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start working with the arcs, try it. You don't like it? It's not going to hurt their feelings if you stop. You know? This is not a you're going to hurt anybody's feelings program. So, Jules, that's the arcs. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want angel cards? No, we got to do angel card first. The arcs want
okay.
to do an angel card first. So we're going to, you know, let's have some energy roll. Energy roll, angel card, angel card, angel card. And then we'll do something with the medicine cards, and you can talk about some energy. Okay. Aww.
What's going on?
Celebration. They want us to celebrate. Okay, everyone out there, this is what the angels want for you. Jules and I pulled the angel card, and the angel card that they sent you is good news. Cause for celebration is here, and it is time for you to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Are you out there? Do you hear this? You know what you've been doing. The angels want you to know that this is a light-filled time in your life. You have been working toward making changes, and your intentions have now manifested into form. This is the time for you to fill your heart with a warm feeling of gratitude. The angels ask you through this card to hold strong in this gratitude. You are like a gardener who plants seeds and nurtures them because she has faith that her labors will yield new growth. Keep watering and tending to your seeds, and you will soon see them sprouting through the surface. The angels are your co-gardeners who help you tend to your crop. That's beautiful, and I know that all of you who are listening, or all of you who hear this, whenever you hear this, I don't care if it's next month, this card is for you. And it will always be for you, because that's the way energy flows. No matter when it happens, it is always in the now. So it doesn't matter when you hear the card. You will be in the present moment. So, that was the angel card for the day. And Jules loves for us to pick an animal card.
Oh, my goodness.
And picking it.
Duchess, do you have a deer?
Yes, I do.
I was coming on the holy cow. I was coming on the road, and I was being late. I kept telling my friend, come on, come on, come on. And she was running late. And it said in the back of my head, my mother always said, you run late for a reason. You run late for a reason. And as we were pulling off, I saw a dog was coming across the grass, and here comes this big mother deer, jumped right in front of the car across the road into the grassland. And if I would have a few seconds earlier, bam. We would have got that deer. So there was a reason why you were late.
Always, that you were late.
Always. There's reasons.
True. Always. I remember there was a time when I used to get on my son, because he always tended to make me late on his payday, because he needed me to run him around doing things. And this one day, I was just fussing with him, and I was telling him, you always make me late, you know. And finally, I let him go off on about his business, and I went to work, and I was going to be late, as usual, on his payday. And as I got on the highway that I always took, I had to turn around and go back home, where there was a huge accident ahead, with medevacs and everything, and I was just so thankful, because if I had been going to work at the time, I would have been on my way. That might have been me in that accident. So I'm never in a hurry anymore. Never. So what you're saying is, Jules, you want to know if fear has gently nudged its way into your cards today. You're being asked to find the gentleness of spirit that heals all wounds. Stop pushing so hard to get others to change and love them as they are. Athlete, apply gentleness to your present situation and become like the summer breeze, warm and caring. This is your tool for solving the present dilemma you are facing. If you use this, you will connect with Sacred Mountain and your centering place of serenity, and Great Spirit will guide you. That makes sense, because we go through our lives, a lot of us, trying to change people, trying to have them conform to where we want them and how we want them to conform. And that's not always a good thing. It's not always. And it makes us more miserable than it makes them, or just as miserable as it's making them. So with that, we're coming close to closing, Jules. And I know you're on the road, and you're having a good time on the road. Next week I'll be on the road, so I'll be calling you and trying to pipe in from Tennessee.
Okay.
And you're going to take the show next week, right?
Oh, yes. You know I am, because I love Inside Matters. Cause it belongs,
you
want to
take
the
show next week?
Yeah, it's the Inside That Matters.
Right, and I know you got a whole bunch of stuff inside that's mattering and want to splatter all over the place. That's cool.
Yes.
That is so nice. So what are we going to be talking about next week? Next week, I think we're going to be talking about some cool stuff. We've really talked about a lot of, not work, but getting ourselves together. We talked about 12 steps. We talked about the difference between religion and spirituality. I mean, we really talked about putting ourselves in order. We talked about chakras. I mean, we fed people a lot of energy. So
and
we
know the people are out there. We know the people are out there. They might not call us, but we know y'all are out there. Because I feel their vibration. That just feels your vibration. We know.
We do.
We know. Yes.
Plus, the radio show gives us. They give us an accounting of how many people listen to our show. So we know we're being listened to. That. And that's a wonderful thing. It feels good knowing that even though we don't have many people that press that number one on their telephone dials, once again, let me see. The number is 347-324-3030. You press one if you want to talk to either one of us. We'll be happy to talk to you. And we also need to plug in our disclaimer, because we don't want anyone to go off of their meds. If you're on medication for certain things, we don't want you getting off your meds. We don't want you leaving your doctor's office saying, talk to Dutchess and Jules. We listen to Dutchess and Jules, and they said we had to do this. Boo. But no, we're not telling you that, because the information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Please, please, please always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any mental or physical health condition or treatment. And with that, are we saying good night now, Jules?
We sure are. Thank you for listening to Dutchess and Jules.
Right. Thank you. And Jules is going to be doing the show next week with me as the co-host. And Jules is going to be talking about surrounding yourself with love, light, and laughter, because you are strong, sensitive, and you're getting better and better about this spirituality stuff. So with that, we're going to say good night. And we'll
good
see
night.
You here next
yes.
week. same time next week,
same place.
The balance is your true nature. Your mind and body are in perfect sync. Trust the wisdom of your body to flow in rhythm with your mind and body. On perfection, you are healthy, you are strong, you are a radiant spiritual being. Your body is a magnificent vehicle that connects you to spirit. With awareness,